Say this kind God, another one no dey. Worship him, worship him.
This kind
Hallelujah.
God, another one no dey.
Say this kind God, another one no dey.
This kind God, another one no dey.
Great Lord, Hallelujah. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, sing with me, stand against. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
Praise you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, mighty God. We worship you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just open up your mouth and praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are mighty. Thank you. You are awesome in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We sing all together. You are awesome in this place.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
You are awesome.
You are awesome in this place, Abba Father.
For you are worthy.
You are worthy of all praise. To you our life. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
We sing it again. You are awesome, Lord.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father.
Hallelujah. We lift our hands this morning and we sing, Lord, you are awesome.
Gathered in your name to worship you. We have come into this place, Lord, gathered in your name just to worship you. We have come into this place, Lord, gathered in your name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. So forget about yourself, just concentrate on him as you worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about your cares, Just concentrate on Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Father, we find ourselves complete in You. We hear about You, Father. We're here to worship, to adore You, to declare our love for You, to say we belong to You. Lord, here in this place, be the potter, for we are just clay. And we ask, oh God, for Your molding. And as You mold us and take us through the furnace of Your presence, You cure us so that we can be poured into. And Lord, oh God, we open ourselves to You and to pour Your life into us. We say yes to Your will, yes to Your word, yes to Your plans, yes to Your purposes. And we say, Father, be exalted. Let Your praise continually be in our mouths. This morning we'll open our mouths wide that You might fill it. Fill it with Your prophetic word, Your prophetic declarations. For this day is the day that You've made for us to rejoice and be glad. And we beseech You, Father, send now prosperity. Come, Holy Spirit, we need You. Come, sweet Spirit, Lord, we pray. Come in Thy strength and Your power. Come now in Your own gentle way. Come, Holy Spirit, I need You. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Hallelujah. Come in Thy strength, more than Your power. Oh, come, Lord, in Thine own gentle way. There is power, wonder working power in the blood, Kayandurabasha of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power. Power, oh.
blood of the Lamb.
I said there is power.
There is power.
Oh, power.
Wonder working
power in the blood. Thank you, Lord, for your cleansing blood. Lord, this morning, we arrest, subdue, eradicate, annihilate everything that the enemy has used to sabotage your will, your word, your purpose in our lives. Whether they are operating in the conscious level or in the subconscious, every root, every planting that you have not designed, purposed, and planted. Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Even as our Lord and our elder brother said, so now we say, that which our Father has not planted is rooted out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever seed you have not given this day, Father, let it be destroyed. Let the wickedness of Alimas be eradicated from our midst. Let the sorcery of Simon be eradicated. And let your glory rest upon your people. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is good. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Worshiped him. Thank you so very much. We might need you again, so don't go too far. Are you glad that you're in the house of the Lord this morning? We've been having some extraordinary times in the presence of the Lord this weekend. It's just been 2 days, but it looks like a whole week because we've been just loaded with grace. Sister Judith, there was a word for you, so hopefully you get it before you leave. This has been an extraordinary time in the presence of God. In the Gospel of John, in the first chapter, about the 45th verse down,
The Bible tells us about how a man called Nathanael was located. But it was first because his relative called Philip found him and says to him, "We found what we've been looking for. We found the Messiah, the one that Moses wrote about. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." I want the man of God to come preach right away. But when you read that, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. The Bible never said that he wrote and said, "There is a guy called Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." But the spirit of discernment and awareness of the present time that he was in brought him to that knowledge. Today, I declare by the authority of the word of God that you become very, very cognizant and aware of where you are and what God is doing now. There are so many people, they come and they hear the word of God and they make nonsense, rubbish of it, because they are not aware. Today, you shall not be unaware. He says, "I found him." And Nathanael, that he came to locate, says, "Can there be any good thing that will come out of Galilee, come out of Nazareth? Come on, small Nazareth. Can any good thing come out of that place? Excuse me? Can anything come out of Main Street?" Amen. You'll find out very soon. So Philip says unto him, "Come and see. I hope you came to see. And I hope from this day on, you're going to go out and say, 'Come and see.'" Amen. Amen. "Because Jesus of Nazareth is here." So Jesus, the Bible says, saw Nathanael coming to him. And he says to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." You are an Israelite, a no-nonsense guy. You like the real deal. And Jesus says to him, "Okay, you want to know if I'm the real deal? Nathanael says, "How do you know me? How is it that you know that I'm that kind of a person?" Jesus answered and says unto him, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee." Jesus didn't know in the natural that Philip went looking for this guy. But by the Spirit, he knew. You know, this week, by the Spirit of God, you have spoken, called people's names. I think you started with Loretta. And then you called the daughter's name, their only daughter, Nicole. Hallelujah. I remember you calling the Hammonds and you called Byron's name. I remember that same day, or the day you called Loretta, you called Sunday. Yeah? I mean, if you remember this, praise the Lord. These are very precise. Not just calling the names of the people, you talked about the issues and where their issues were coming from and the solution. Praise the Lord. Last night, you went to Poland and you called the Praskis. And then you said, "I know I called the Nicole before. What is it, Nicole? That's their only daughter. They have a son."
But what blew me out of the water was when you called Grace. I've always known her as Kike, but when I found out that her name was Grace also, it's a secondary name, but you called the secondary name, which is Grace. And then you called Kike. And then you said, who is Daniel? That's the brother. And says he's in ministry. Wow. And then you said Omolola. Now, you don't live here, but God lives here. And God knows everybody by their name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why do I say this? I want you to know that God knows you. He knows your address. Praise the Lord. He knows you. So be filled with expectancy this morning. I'm restating all of this because some of you were not here during the meetings. You were busy watching, I don't know what you were watching at home. The Young and the Restless. When special meetings are called, they are not called for me. But I receive from it. They called for you. Do everything to tap into it. God brought people from Toronto. God brought people from Alberta. Made sure that they are here. And you're sitting at home. On serious. Somebody say to your neighbor, be serious. Don't miss out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't let other people come and collect and you see sitting down in the same place. Get your stuff. Say, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am serious about the things of God. Praise the Lord. No devil is going to mess with me. I've got the weapons of warfare. And I pull down strongholds. Rise with me. I need to get you ready to receive everything God has for you today. Point that your nice, serious finger. Point it like this. Say, devil, you've had your last chance. And it is finished. Because from now on, you shall not. Did you hear me? You shall not mess with me. Today, I am, from now on, bad news to you. In Jesus' name, get away from here. Amen. Celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Man of God, we receive the ministry and calling of grace on your life. You know, if you have a son that is a doctor, you don't say, he's my son, he's my little child. I will not let you treat me. That would be the height of what? Foolishness. God did not birth me to be a fool. In the spirit, it doesn't matter whether somebody calls you my spiritual father, my spiritual mother. If they've got something that you don't have, you go and you collect it. Hallelujah. Today I'm collecting. I am receiving. Now, before he comes, and I want you to receive him with love, I want to remind you that tonight is an anointing service. Bring your bottle of oil and bring a soil from your property.
Even if you are renting, it is to determine that you shall rent no more. Amen. Amen? So you do that, and I'll let him give instruction on the commitment he had talked to us about yesterday. Amen. We welcome. Yeah. Oh, put your soil in your Ziploc bag. Amen. While he's coming to set himself up, bring your offering right now. Just come and bring your offering. Just release your offering unto the Lord right now. Amen. Because I don't know how the service is going to go. So come and do your thing. So, amen.
That is a very major worship service that determines a lot of things. Hallelujah. Whatever means you are given.
If you need a half an hour, just use the head and bring them up.
Glory, 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 glory. There's such a presence of God in this atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Wow. When you are high lifted up, there is no one like you. Hallelujah. Keep bringing your offerings, we're waiting. You are high lifted up, there is no one like you. Alle, 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 alleluia. You are high lifted up, there is no one like you. Alle, alle, alle. Hallelujah. You are high lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Christ, you are high lifted up. There is no one like you. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Your name is higher.
People are waiting on
than any other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than any other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than any other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than any other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You the glory. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands and worship
as we bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else. Oh, for you.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Oh, for you are great.
You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you.
There is no one else like you.
You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you.
Thank you, Father, Lord. Truly, you deserve all the praise. Is somebody grateful this morning? Let's lift our hands and just give him the glory. Let him alone be glorified. For 2 days, the Lord has been meeting with us. It is not the work of a man. This is the work of the Spirit. Let's thank him. If you've been receiving from the Lord, if you've been getting revelation and the grace of God is with you, come and let him hear your voice in thanksgiving. Give him praise. Thank him. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. I just want the name of Jesus to every heart and on every mind. Let him hear your voice. Thank him.
Yeah.
There is power to break every stronghold. Break every stronghold.
Shine to the valley.
Shine through the shadow.
Born like a fire.
Born like a
fire. Big Jesus on the mountain.
Jesus in the street.
Jesus in the crowd.
Jesus, for my fight, I speak the holy name.
Jesus,
oh yeah, it is. Jesus from the mountain, shout Jesus from the mountain,
and Jesus in the street.
In the streets,
Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy.
Jesus for my family.
Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name. Jesus.
Your name is power. Oh,
your name is.
Thank you, Father, for who you are. Your name alone be glorified. The people shout amen. If you're excited to be in God's presence, come and clap your hands with a shout, with a clap, maybe with a jump. Come and do something and let Jesus be glorified. If you know your alarm clock didn't wake you this morning, if you know God brought you out, if you know that God brought you here today, let Him just feel your excitement, that you are excited, that you are alive. He is the King of glory, the King of kings, the I am that I am. Come and give Him a shout of praise if you will. Standing, you see, maybe let me start with three things before we pray, but we thank God for His goodness. Amen. You must understand that this kingdom we operate in as Christians, we don't operate it as religion. Unfortunately, people think Christianity is religion. I know sometimes when you fill your documents, they ask, which religion are you? But that is the word understanding. Christianity is a relationship. And one of the ways to function very well in a relationship in this kingdom is knowledge. Knowledge becomes the most powerful tool you can use to operate in this kingdom called Christianity. And in the kingdom, it has a system, and the key to operate in it is with knowledge in diverse levels. in reaching out to God, we need to understand that the functionality in this system is expressed with the knowledge, first of all, with faith. So we are people of faith. They call us believers. We are people that believe, not denying the reality of what the circumstances of our environment are, but speaking the truth over that circumstances. And that is what faith really is, by that knowledge in this kingdom. And once you operate in that knowledge, you have power, because the devil is not afraid of a prayer warrior. The devil is afraid of the prayer warrior that prays with knowledge. So you must understand that your advantage over the enemy is knowledge. Apostle Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians, he said, we should not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy, lest it take advantage over us. Means the maintenance of your ignorance is the strength of your enemies. Hosea 4 and 6 says, my people, not devil's people, God says, my own people perish because they lack knowledge. So knowledge becomes a very profound prophetic virtue that gives you advantage in this kingdom. And in Jeremiah chapter 3, the Bible gives us that expression. And it says, I will give you a pastor after my heart that will teach you knowledge. Jeremiah 3 and 15. That will give you knowledge and understanding. So this knowledge becomes very profound that we receive in this kingdom. And we want to give God the glory, because we have spiritual parents that gives us knowledge and understanding. Can we celebrate one more time? God's servant, amen. And Mama, God bless you. Is that how you celebrate? We will transport them back to Nigeria. Is that how you celebrate a spiritual parent? We thank you so much. Hallelujah. For the privilege, for allowing me to preach. You know, I learned from a spiritual whispering that your Sunday service are sacred. So I'm so blessed to stand on Sunday here. Amen. I'm one of the most blessed human beings under heaven to take your position this morning. Amen. You know, because I understand what it means to trust people with your altar, because the word how they is dirty and they've done so many rubbish. But you see, we can't fake. You can only fake original. For the fact that people are misbehaving doesn't mean that there is no original. You know, how do you even know God is involved? It's when the devil interferes with it. Hallelujah. One more time, I want to celebrate you. Thank you for letting me come. Come on, let's one more time appreciate God for them. Thank you for giving me your space. God bless you. Amen. I'm humbled. Hallelujah. Amen. You may see. Thank you so much. You know, one of the most difficult things to do is to preach in the church of a preacher. So you just have to be very, very careful, knowledgeable, because anywhere you go, you say, hey, that is not... That is not the right way, amen. And I try my best to be very hardworking and studying my word. The word I try to do is 7 hours every day in prayers, because I have discovered knowledge is your advantage. Amen. And the Lord will do something great today in Jesus' name. And I want you to celebrate yourself for being alive. It's not easy to be alive. You see, celebrate yourself now. Let us give God the glory. Hallelujah. Don't get used to being alive. Because you woke up in the morning, you think it was easy. If you gave a security man to wake you up, they would have been tired. And if you've been paying them, you would have gone bankrupt. But we thank God. You know, I always tell them in our church, anytime back home in Africa, you know, anytime they say the man wants oxygen and the hospital gives you oxygen to breathe, you will pay for it. It's quite expensive to to use oxygen for 1 hour in hospital. Maybe insurance is helping you guys here. Thank God for you. You don't need God to pray. Amen. In Africa, you pray for everything. Praise God. You even pray for you to get to your destination. You pray for the doctor not to give you the wrong injection. Oh my God. Thank God for you guys here. You don't need prayers here. But in Africa, you either pray or you die. You cannot be in the middle ground. Praise God. But aren't you glad that you have a God that gave you oxygen free of charge? Imagine that your oxygen is connected to T-Mobile and you pay every time to upload your credits. Some of you, the way you sleep in the night, you would have finished. Because the way you will snore, you would have finished the credit, and in the morning you will hear a voice, 1 minute remaining. So we thank God that you have it. There's breath in your lungs, free of charge. Let's give him back the glory. Amen. Father, we thank you. We truly thank you. We truly thank you for your goodness, and above all, for giving us Jesus, your only begotten Son that came to die. Father, we thank you. Do what only God can do to this morning. Thank you for all of the evenings and the morning that we've been here and you've been showing up. It is not the will of a man. It is not because a man wants to display a gift. It's because you are present. And we thank you, Lord, because you will do the extraordinary. May I ask, Lord, that your influence, this ministry of the Holy Spirit, become heavy in this atmosphere. Let the heart of the people be willing to receive. And let every word make meaning. And let there be a manifestation. And I vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Shout a better amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to be in church again one more time. And then we trust God to do something extraordinary. Amen. I want to give an instruction before, you know, I share something very little. If I tell my church I want to share something very little, they laugh and they're like, this guy, just say what you want to say, because all of that, you're trying to psych us. But I will try my best. Amen. Too many things to say in a few minutes. Like I said, knowledge becomes one of the most potent advantage you have as a child of God. Every time you are in the house of God, you know, knowledge is very paramount to your progress. God responds to you with knowledge, because we have believers today, Christians today, that are not very matured because they lack knowledge. And you know, there's a level you come to with knowledge in God that you don't serve God because of what he will give you. You serve him because of who he is. That is a level of knowledge, because you have come into a place of maturity. And that is where God wants us to be. That is why everywhere I go, I don't listen to everyone. I listen to people with knowledge that will take me from where I am to where I should be, operating that knowledge. And one of those things is that when God gives you those knowledge, he gives you advantage, because the devil is afraid with believers that have knowledge. Praise God. So you say there was an instruction by the Holy Spirit that you should respond by your faith with your seed, sacrificially. I know there are so many things that have been said about giving, and people have bastardized it. And that's why I said you can't fake. You can only fake original. The devil knows the ministry and the power of giving when it comes to advancing the kingdom and the blessings of his children. So the enemy tried to interfere with it and make people withdraw and try to make people argue with what is tangible. But one of the most potent ways that God can use to be a blessing to you and to move you from where you are to where you should be, it is in your giving. Your giving becomes a very physical, expressive way of showing your faith, because three things that are most difficult. I taught that in our church for us since January. There are things that are difficult as a believer, but they are your test tube for growth. Number one is prayers. Prayer is difficult, but when you begin to engage in prayer, it's a sign that you are growing. Number two is the ministry of fasting. You know, you don't want to leave your food. You don't want to deny yourself of pleasure, but fasting is another test of growth. That when you begin to function in that you are able to withdraw from pleasure, you begin to come to a place of growth. Number three is your giving. Giving in terms of your resources, your time, your energy, your availability. God does not use gifted men. God uses available men. You can be gifted and not be available. God is not interested in your giftings. He's interested in your availability. And when a man is available, resources are disposed to him. Resources are released to that person. And giving become your test tube for spiritual growth. That every time is required from you, you are willing to do it without struggle. And everyone that you've seen that God has shown mercy and poured out his blessings upon them are people that respond to it. And God can never bless you without the opportunity. You know, I was just sharing a little bit with Papa earlier. You know, there are dimensions of giving that you need to understand. But you see, when God gives you the privilege, especially when there are instructions to it, hear me and hear me very well. I have said so many times, so many things, wisdom words. But there's something you must know, that whenever you pray, your answers to your prayers are not because you pray. The answers to your prayers is the instructions you obey after you pray. Do you understand that? What did God say after you have prayed? His word gives you your answer. The man in John chapter 9, the Bible says Jesus Christ reached out to the dust and healed him because he was born blind. And the Bible says when Jesus Christ anointed his eyes, he says, go wash. Now he was already healed. But any day he washed his eyes, he will see the reality of his eyes. I don't know if you understand. If it takes him from where he was when Jesus Christ laid his hands and followed the instruction, that was what? That is when he will see. So he said, go wash. Anytime you wash your eyes, you will see because it's done already. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So you need to understand that every time you follow that instruction becomes when the miracle becomes manifested. You must understand that delay obedience is disobedience. Hallelujah. He said, the mother of Jesus Christ said in John 2, he says, whatever he asks you to do, do it. And he came to Jesus Christ and asked Jesus Christ, what do you want us to do? Because we want wine. He said, go fill the water pot. Amen. Go fill the water. Go fill the pot with water. Hey, if it was Nigerians, you ask like, Pastor, are you sure? Because I am a professor in chemistry. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? We want wine, and you ask us to go and fill the water pot. Like I said to you last night, that if you are too knowledgeable with human education, you cannot serve God because it takes faith. And faith sometimes acts foolishly. And until your faith is foolish to your next neighbor, you have not really proven faith. Because sometimes you are acting foolishly and somebody like, are you okay? Logical people don't receive from God. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? Imagine a professor was part of the servant that was going to get water. You know he will begin to calculate the chemical components and the attributes that were, when will it turn to, you know, you see, if you put H2O plus CHO, you know what those physics, those words are saying, H2O and all of those things, you know. And from the well to the water pot is enough time to be discouraged. It's enough time for anybody to tell you whatever they want to tell you. Are you sure you are not foolish? We are looking for wine. The governor is here. Very important people are sitting. And he says this Jesus that said, he says he's a man of God. We want water. We want wine. He asks us to go get water. The question was like, you know, after they finished doing it, and Jesus Christ said, go give it to the governor. If they sent me, probably I would have put my finger in and I'm just going to test, because I don't want any governor to come and say, to come and embarrass me because they said one Jesus told me to come and give you, you know. But you see, it was not the prayer of Jesus that turned the water to wine. It was the instructions they obeyed. They just obeyed instructions and all of that happened. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Instructions after you pray give birth to the miracle. Amen. So the instructions, that is what, you know, I can go on with that. But the instruction was that, you know, there is a level of financial dimensions, that financial gates that God is opening. We have been dealing with gates and all of that, and addressing spirits and personalities that controls the gate. And I trust God that the gates are open. Amen. Do you believe that the gates are open? How do you know a true man of God? What he says come to pass. Hallelujah. And I believe strongly that there is a shift in the spirit realm. I don't even need your faith to know. Me, I know what happens here. The cloud is open. There is a shift in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. So God is doing things not only in finances but in family. Even in your future and destiny, something is happening, because I came here with an instructions to come deliver more than you can carry. Hallelujah. And I believe strongly that God is doing wonders. So we want to respond according to the instructions. Hallelujah. And the instruction was, number one, is that you are going to give sacrificially. Say sacrificially. And I told you that sacrificial giving is giving when it's not convenient. That is the only way you can express faith. Giving when it's convenient is truly not faith, because God will never serve God by convenience. We serve God by commanded. If your serving God is by convenience, or you show up in church when the heater is on, you're not serving God. Because some people, because it's cold, the heater is not on in church. I'm not coming to church. There is nowhere to park. I'm not coming to church. Maybe the pastor is not smiling today. I'm not coming to church. You're going to mature yourself. Amen. Praise God. We serve God whether it's hot or cold, whether it's raining or you serve God by sacrifice. Say, I serve God by sacrifice. Hallelujah. So everything we are doing in this kingdom is sacrificial, because that is what is demanded from us, because it is only sacrifice that commands spirit's attention towards you. And we saw that God also sacrificed his only begotten son. And so God got involved in it. Amen. So I believe strongly that this is your season for supernatural advantage. So God is giving you instructions, amen, to sacrifice at the level of your faith. It could be more than what I've said, but I said the 1,003, 800, or 98, all up to 100. Do you understand that? That we sacrifice and say, Lord, I want to trust you. Amen. With my finances, yes, you would have been given all mine, but there's a level you come to and say, God, I want to trust you with my giving. I want to trust you concerning this project I am doing. I want to trust you concerning my son's scholarship. I want to trust you concerning this particular ideas I have. I want to trust you about this thing that I want to trust you for, this healing. I don't know whatever you are trusting God for. Your giving becomes the expression of your faith towards that particular desire. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? So God gives that instruction, not because he wants, you know, God doesn't want money. So, but that is the means that God can use as to reach out to you. Praise God. So that is number one instruction. Number two instruction was that you're going to come with your oil and the soil. The soil speaks about the control of the city. You remember that we are speaking about gates. Amen. When your soil is anointed, amen, the soil you are coming with, you are not coming just with your house or the soil from your house. You are coming with the soil of the city. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I pick a soil right now, you say, okay, I'm holding the soil. But no, I'm holding the city in my hand. We are going to speak to the city to open up. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying. That whatever I do in this city is going to produce. No longer will I be resisted anymore. So we are anointing the soil. Praise God. It's the same way you want me to come to your house to pray. So I can't come physically, but I'm going to speak to the soil that this city will deliver for you. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying. The Bible says something in Acts chapter 12, verse 10. The Bible said profound. It says that when Peter was released from the prison, all of the gates were open. But in verse 10, it said, and the gates that leaded to the city. Do you get that? Open on its own. Is that it? It says, yeah. And when they were past the first and the second gate or word, they came unto the iron gate. Every business have an iron gate. Every career have an iron gate. And I told you this for the whole the time we've been speaking. I told you that gates are not iron bars. They are human system. Look at what the Bible used there. It says, and to the iron gate that leadeth to what? The city, which opened to them on ease. You don't use ease on something that is not human. Do we speak English here? All right. Do you know your pronoun and noun and all of that? Your adjectives and all of that. Do you, how many of you passed English? All right. Do you use ease on something that's inanimate? You use it. But for the fact you use ease, it's trying to say that this is a human system. So there is one person that you need to pass for your answers to be released. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying. There are people that you will meet in this world, in life, and all your years of tears is over. The gate opened on its own accord. Remember, we've been talking about gates. So the Bible says on its own accord. So we want to speak to your soil. We want to speak to the earth. Father, the gates of this city open to my career, open to my business, open to my family, open for my children, open for my business. And I told you there's a real estate anointing coming. Is somebody still receiving that grace? That the city open. These are prophetic instructions. The Bible says that when Jacob in Genesis chapter 28, when he slept on a stone, he just noticed that was the heavens. He says, oh my God, God is here. I didn't know. He anointed the place and boom. He said, if God will bring me back safely. And God opened up the season for him and the city. I pray that Winnipeg and all of Canada be open for what God have deposited on the inside of. Hallelujah. I have discovered that the system of men that you can be gifted and people don't celebrate you. You can have knowledge of certain things in the system of men and somebody can block it. We live in a wicked world. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. That people know that you are gifted in what you are doing, but they can sideline you. It takes the grace of God to bring you to visibility. This season, I pray, in the name of Jesus, as the service ends today, I open the city for you. Amen. Your amen is so quiet. I open the city for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that is significant. Amen. And the hall is blessed as a release that everything God has given to you, none shall be missing. You will not lose any to the system of the world. You will not lose anyone. You will not bury what God has given to you. So the oil we are going to pray on your head, your hands, and your feet. Now declare like a child of God, favor on my head. Increase in my hands. Speed on my feet. Now say it convincingly. Say favor on my head. Increase in my hands. Speed on my feet. For the last time, favor on my head. One more time. Hallelujah. So tonight there won't be too much prayer. I mean, too much word of God. We are going to pray and prophetically do that. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you remember the three instructions? Your seed, your soil and your oil. The seed, the soil, the oil, and the prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, lift your hand. Let's pray in the spirit for just 30 seconds. She pranda badosa. If you have a praying language, come on, lift your voice and pray in the spirit. Come on, push it and praise. God answers prayers. Come on. Marazika baradaveria brahusha. Come on, push it, push it. God answers prayers. Lik prada bazunto ruboroshika. Lik rabababa shendere bradusha. Inkarabate fila prandeveshka prada badusha. Ikarabababushe de debadabushka. Come on, push it, push it, push it. Lik kabra da vedushi. Hebra de vele brundabusika da bradabusha. Lik rababa da bushende de borodoshki bradabasha. Ikabra baba baba shika rabadusha. Likora baba baba shende de brunusha. Likara peta for toski pranamadu. Ikra barreto zikra balibra neveluski pradabusha. Likra balibrende veri bruno shikara. Likara baba baba shete de vedabusha. Ikara baba duku sikra balibrende veri oshipa. Maradiska pradabarushi de bradusha. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. In 20 minutes, I want to show you today, it is time to move. God has been speaking to us. We've been addressing gates. We've been commanding gates to be lifted, dealing with spiritual systems that restrain the destinies of men. And we've been challenging every demonic influences that has been programmed by the enemy, and I believe God has given us victory. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 to 2, it says, "Arise, shine, for the light has come, and what? And the glory of the Lord is what? Is risen upon thee." Say, "The glory of God is upon me." Now declare one more time. Say, "The glory of God is upon me." The Bible went on to say that darkness shall cover the earth. Amen. "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." Means is trying to tell you that the world will never be a better place. But it says, "Upon you the glory of the Lord." Means your life is going to be the better place. We are going to see more darkness. But the darker the world, the brighter your light. Amen. That is why they will see the glory of God on your life. No matter how much faith you have, this world is deteriorating already. As long as man is in his fallen state, our world will be deteriorating. But it says that darkness will cover the earth, and the worst of it, it will be upon the people, gross darkness. But it says, "Upon you shall the glory of the Lord be seen." Means you will be visible. People will begin to come around what you have. My God, whatever God has deposited on the inside of you will become a celebration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, one more time, say, "The glory will be seen on me." Here. Declare like a prophet and prophetess. Say, "The glory will be seen on me." It says, "For the glory of the Lord shall upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon you." So it's time to rise, because God is bringing you to a place of revealed glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is a supernatural glory of God that will be seen in your career, in your family, in your businesses, on your job. The glory of God, nobody again will ignore your presence. Yo, amen. Look as if you're not ready for the word. In the name of Jesus Christ. So now the Bible says that this glory will be seen upon you. So there was an instruction in Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verse 2, we touched a little bit of it last night. That God was telling Moses that your journey was 11 days. And from Kadesh Barnea all the way to Oreb. The Bible says, by the Mount Seir in Kadesh Barnea in verse 3, the Bible says, and it came to pass that in the 40th year, because it was 11 days journey, but it was not the 40 years. Amen. Your 11 days journey will not be 40 years. Amen. What you should do this month, it will not be extended. Amen. Your joy will not be postponed. Let me declare that speed because I wanted to do that speed in the night. But let me start now. What it takes others 1 month to do, you will do it in 1 day.
Amen.
That speed is coming in the name of Jesus. So the Bible says it was in the 40th year, according the first day of the month, and for Moses speak unto the children of Israel according to all that the Lord has commanded them. What was the commandment? Verse 4. The Bible says, after they have slain Sion, in verse 4. After he has slain Sion was a giant that time, and the Amorite which dwell in Ishbon and Og, the king of Bashan. These are kings that are giant actually. You see, but after they've slain them, amen. In verse 5, look at what the commandment now. He says, on this side of Jordan, the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, after they have slain Sion and Bashan. In verse next, on this side, verse 6, it says, the Lord our God speak unto us into Rebbe, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Somebody said, I've been here long enough. It's time to get up. Oh, say like a child of God, I've been here long enough. It's time to get up. So the Lord says in verse 7, it says, turn and take your journey. It says, turn and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorite. And what? And all the places nigh there unto thee, the plain, and in the plain, in the east, and in the vale of the south, and by the seaside, to the land of Canaanite, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river and river Euphrates. Look at, the Bible says that they have dealt with the king that was part of their resistance. And I believe strongly that every satanic, demonic personality that stood at your gate of progress, they are defeated already.
Amen.
It is time to get up. It is time to move. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is time to arise because God is with you. I pray for everyone this morning, by the power of the Almighty God, receive heavenly backing as you journey.
Amen.
Nothing fails anymore in your life. Everywhere you turn to, seasons are opening for you. Miracles are working for you. Things are falling and aligning to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe gates are opening already by the power of the Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. This is your season for divine advantage. This is your season for divine backing in the name of Jesus Christ. Say good amen.
Amen.
In chapter 2 and verse 24, the Bible says also, he told them to arise. Chapter 2 of Deuteronomy, verse 24. He told them to arise, for them to move, for them to say, arise ye, take up your journey, and pass over the river, and behold, I have given into your hand Sion the Amorite, the king of Ishbon, and his hand, begin to possess it. Begin to possess it. If God says, I have given it to you, I told you there are three levels of faith, and I explained that the first of all is the mental faith, number two is the speaking faith, number three is the acting faith. Amen. So begin to go take the land. Now, this is it. How many of you believe that God has given you the grace for real estate? You want to own your property. What I just heard as I was talking is that God is taking you to the level of ownership.
Amen.
I say ownership.
Amen.
One more time, say, I move from possession to ownership. Now say like a child of God, say, I move from possession to ownership. Now this is how it works. It says begin to possess it. How do you possess it? Now I told you, until your faith is foolish, you really don't have faith yet. Ownership is this. You are going to act it. And this is how you are going to act. Go to the best neighborhood in this town and go and price how much is the building. Do you understand what I'm saying? Tomorrow is Monday. I beseech you, therefore, by the power of God, go forth. And go look for who is selling. Even though you like the building and they're not selling, go ask the owners, do you want to sell? He said, but do you see for sale? I said, but I like it and I like to pay. How much do you want to get? Every house is for sale as long as you have the money. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? Whatever God has put as a desire in your heart, go begin to act on it. I pray for that grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, I wish you. I pray for that grace in the name of Jesus. I say, I pray for that grace in the name of Jesus. I say, I pray for that grace in the name of Jesus. I want to truly tell you that, you know, one of the things I prayed to God many years ago, I said, God, I don't want to preach what I have not conquered. I don't want to preach what I have not been manifested in my life. So if I tell you to go act it, it's because it's working. Hallelujah. Every car I have ever driven was cars that I prized. How much is it? And I was saying it as if I have the money. Praise God. Because I have discovered that God cannot bless you by your bank balance. God does not need your strength to bless you. He needs your faith to bless you. Until you move away from your ability, God cannot show his own ability. Your ability is on the way between you and God. You need to take your ability away. What is faith? Total dependence on God without alternative. If you have alternative, God is not ready for you. Because he wants to take the glory. So, do you understand what I'm saying? It's time to go prize where you are. Hallelujah. I live in a house also, you know, because I spoke about it before I saw it. Praise God. And I said to myself, I'll live in my house before I am 40. Amen. And we are above 40 now, don't worry. Praise God. And it happens when I was 38 years. Why? Acting faith. What did I say? Acting faith. And this is what God requires for you. I pray for you today. Receive that boldness to begin to act your faith. We don't act faith because it is a convenient environment. No, you act it because it is what is required. Jesus was walking on the water the other day, and Peter looked at him and said, Master, if you're the one, bid me to come. He said, okay, come. Praise God. But the environment at that time when Jesus was walking on the water was storm. There was storm everywhere. We didn't hear Peter said, Master, please calm the storm. Did he say that? He just said, come, because as long as it's walking by faith, the storm is distraction. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying. They were not concerned about the storm. He says, if you bid me to come, you know, maybe if I was the one, I was like, can you please calm the storm, please? But that was not the issue, because the storm was a distraction. But Peter began to walk on the water. I pray for you today. See, you don't need to wait to get a good job to go and begin to act in faith. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying. Maybe you're waiting for a paycheck maybe they will give me 3,000. No matter how much you have, I have never seen God bless any man by salary. Oh, I wish you understand. Thank God for hard work, but that is not the reason God is going to bless you. He's blessing you because he said, I will bless the work of your hand. He will bless the work of your hand. Just apply yourself by faith and see the miracle of God happening. I pray for somebody today. As you act your faith, see the miracle happen. Oh, in the name of the living God. I believe by the power of God, before this year is over, somebody will receive in their hand what they've carried in their heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, declare, it's my time to stand. It's my time to move. It's my time to do great things. It's my time to do great things. I am doing great things. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is my season. Hallelujah. Because God is speaking, it is your time. There are people that have been crippled for a long time because of certain different circumstances. I want to talk about a story quickly about three people, if I have the time. In Acts chapter 14, the Bible was speaking about a man, I think verse 8, that he was crippled from his mother's womb. And the Bible says that as Paul began to preach, Paul said to this man, rise.
He was his lameness was from his mother's womb. Means his inability to walk was from the foundation. This was a problem from conception. Means his foundation was what was holding him down. Whatever the situation was for him, maybe he had a bad family background or whatever, kept him in one place until the word of God is spoken. Many people today are crippled, stagnant in one place because of maybe family background, maybe because of where they were born. But you see, I have come to discover in Job 8:7, he said, though my beginning was small, but my later end shall greatly increase. I don't care the circumstances where you were born. Maybe you came from a very humble background. You came from a dysfunctional family. You came from a place that is not working and that has crippled you. But God is telling you it is time to rise. Don't let where you are coming from determine where you are going to. God is not the God of your past. He's the God of your future. He's somebody, hear what I'm saying? It's time to get up in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, I'm getting up. It doesn't matter the family I came from. I'm getting up. It doesn't matter if my parents are poor. I'm getting up. It doesn't matter if my mother and father are together. I'm getting up. It doesn't matter the foundation of my life. I am getting up. Somebody say, I am getting up. I am getting up. No more excuses. I am rising in the name of Jesus. I am fulfilling my destiny. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Don't allow whatever family background you came from determine your front ground. It might be humble, but you see, it is destiny to be born poor. It is an error to remain poor. Sometimes you cannot define the family you came from, but it's okay. But that is why God brought you for such a time as this. To change the course. If that background stopped your father, I told you last night, he's not going to stop me. The best of my father will be my beginning. My God, in the name of the living God, say whatever stopped my father will not stop me. I am moving to the next level. If my father is broke, I won't be broke. If my mother is limited, I won't be limited. Somebody shout, I am moving forward. I'm moving forward. God told Abraham, leave your father's house and I will take you to a place where I want to show you. In chapter 11, the Bible says when they got there, you know, Abraham carried his family and all of that. And Abraham stopped where his father stopped. And the Bible says in Genesis 11, almost the last verse, it says, and Terah died. Terah was Abraham's father. Terah means a wanderer. And Abraham began to sit there to like, okay, this is where my father, this is how far we came. And God came in chapter 12. I say, get out of your father's house. Why will you stop where your father stopped? Oh my God, I'm not stopping where my father stopped. I pray for three of you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are getting up by the power of God. No, my God, no family background will hold you anymore. No powers of darkness will hold you anymore. No generational curse will hold you anymore. No generational limitation will hold you anymore. I am breaking loose in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 1 verse 11 says, the Lord shall make you 1,000 times more. Somebody shout, I am 1,000 times more. Hallelujah. Please look at your neighbor and says, watch me very well. I am going to be your boss soon. Amen. Maybe the person you are talking to brought you to church. The person brought you to church and said, look at you, I brought to church. How will it happen? I believe in miracle. I have learned in life never to look down on anybody because God is the lifter of men. Hallelujah. He was crippled from his mother's womb. Number two persons I want to, I don't want to dwell there too much. Number two person I saw was in Acts chapter 3. The Bible says this man was lame. Even though he was lame from his mother's womb, that was not his limitation. What limited this man was religion, was the law. If you're a Bible student, you will know that this man at the pool, the beautiful gate, was a priest. He came from a family of priests, which supposed to be serving in the temple. But because he was crippled by the law of Moses, according to Leviticus chapter 21, all of the way, Moses says that anyone that have defect in their body and crippled cannot stand in the presence of God. So even though he was gifted, he was a priest, supposed to be in the temple, but there was a law, there was an opinion, there was a religious belief that kept him away from his duty. Do you understand sometimes when religion make you have a limitation in your life? The opinions of what people say. Somebody has made you feel as if you are not better than the way they see you. I don't know if you've ever hung around people and you feel worse believing them. And you wish you're never in their environment. The law of Moses. So what did they do? The Bible says that the priest would take him to the gate to beg so that they will raise money for the temple. So he became a beggar. He said, the best you can do, since you are a priest and you cannot serve in the temple, come and beg here. So when he finished begging, they will give him maybe 10% of the money he begged. And for 40 years he was begging. And every time he sits there and said, oh my God, that is my destiny. But I cannot do it because there is a system that has kept me away. Do you know how many people that somebody have said the wrong thing to you and it has been in your mind for years? You kept believing what somebody said about you and you kept it in your mind because that word seems as if it has crippled you to become. You no longer believe in yourself because one person said the wrong thing. Sometimes you are in a place where it denied you of the privilege of coming to your full potential. The man was crippled, not because it was a problem from his mother's womb, even though he was a priest, but there was a system that said, even though you are a priest, you will not fulfill your destiny. Your potentials will not be expressed. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Today I'm breaking loose from every word spoken to me. I refuse to believe what God did. I refuse to believe what people say, oh my God, about me. I believe what God says concerning me. Sometimes the system has crippled you, has put you in a position, in a place of limitation. Because someone said the wrong thing. Somebody shout, I'm breaking loose. Oh, you know, say like a baby. Say, I'm breaking loose. But the Bible said something. Peter, John was going to the temple and they saw this man and said, you know, that is destiny for you. He said, silver and gold we don't have, but such that we have, we give. Unfortunately, now to this church, they have so much silver and gold. Silver and gold, they have much, but the cripple remain your beautiful gate. The church has so much silver and gold, but let the cripple remain. No more evidence, no more proofs. Peter, such that we have, we give to you. That is your, you can't remain here. The systems, the laws of Moses have said that you should not fulfill potential. So they kept you because it's a system of darkness. But I'm here to say you should rise. I don't care how long you've been there, crippled. God is lifting you up right now. Amen. My God, you will fulfill your destiny. Amen. My God, touch your head and say, I'm coming up. Say, I'm getting up. I am walking. I'm fulfilling destiny. In the name of Jesus, say, I'm fulfilling destiny. Hallelujah. The Bible says they were hungry. You know, his colleagues, the other priests, were angry that, why will you heal this man? Amen. How dare you heal this man? They were hungry because their source of income. Hey, this guy raising money for you. See, God punish Satan. Do you see that people use your predicament as an advantage for them? As long as nothing good works for you, they are at peace. Praise God. Have you ever wondered the time when you want to fulfill destiny, everybody is uncomfortable? Today you are getting up. I speak to your spiritual feet. I speak to your destiny feet. In the name of Jesus, receive healing now. Amen. Whatever has crippled put you all these years, you are loose from that chain. In the name of Jesus, you are loose from that chain. By the power of God, you are loose from that chain. Say amen like a child of God. Number three person I want to talk about, and I'll begin to close you, is in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. His name was called Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was not crippled from his mother's womb. Mephibosheth was crippled because of human mistakes. Somebody dumped him. Do you know sometimes it's so painful that people you depend on disappoint you? People that you rely on so much disappoint you. I don't know, have you ever been there where someone you trusted exposed you to the wrong person? I know you guys are okay here, but you know, there are some of us that we be dependent on people and they remove themselves away and dump you. There is nothing as painful as those you trusted betrayed you. Someone you thought that got you. Jesus said to Judas, so it is the tools of love you used to betray me that betrays your master with a kiss. How can you use the most emotional virtue as a tool for betrayal? Sometimes you look at people you so much invested in walked away from you. And you are wondering, what is life? Mephibosheth, dependent on this nurse. And when all chips were down, they dumped him. And many of us, sometimes we've remained where they were dumped. We refuse to move because we no longer trust anybody again. Why? Because I don't want to take any action because I tried it before it failed. Everyone I thought were there for me suddenly turned their back. Is somebody learning something here this morning? So because of that, we remain in one spot, refuse to take any action, refuse to make any move, refuse to do anything because I don't want to invest anymore, I don't want to take anything anymore, I just want to remain here because when I tried it, the people I trusted were the ones that betrayed me. Mephibosheth was there. He was dumped by the same person he depended on. I don't know who is hearing the sound of my voice. You've been betrayed. And you still carry the scars and the wound of that betrayal. And because of that, you no longer want to fall in love anymore. You no longer want a relationship anymore. You don't want to hang around anyone anymore because the pain of where you were dumped is still very heavy in your heart. He says, I'm not doing anymore. I'm not moving from this place because I don't want to feel the pain the second time. I don't know in what area, whether it's business, relationship, whether it's in your career, but I don't know what it is. God came here. He says, I brought the balm of Gilead. There is a healing virtue today. Amen. Oh my God. I said there's a healing virtue today. Amen. That hidden tears, that hidden pain, you are hiding your tears from people. You don't want people to misunderstand why you cry. And because of that, you are crying in the secret. You smile to everybody, but you carry so much pain in your heart because it's so painful that you see those that dump you prosper. In Genesis 48, God showed me something because as I'm speaking to you, I speak to myself and God healed me from it because I've been a victim of love. What I mean, relationship of people that you felt that you were there for and suddenly walked away from you, exposed you to an enemy that you defended them from. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God showed me one day, the Bible says, Joseph brought his two sons to Jacob, Manasseh and Ephraim. When he brought his two sons, and this is the prayer I want to pray for someone. Manasseh means the Lord has made me forget the pain of my past in the place of my affliction. And Ephraim means the Lord has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. And he brought Ephraim and Manasseh, and he took Manasseh to the right hand of Jacob, and took Ephraim to the left hand of Jacob, and Jacob crossed his hands. And I said, God, why are you telling me this? Why is Ephraim, why is Jacob crossing his hand? Why is he putting his right hand on Ephraim and putting his left hand on Manasseh? And God said to me, son, you truly cannot forget until you are fruitful. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying. Fruitfulness comes first before forgetfulness. Because sometimes you truly forgive when you have your own result. Oh, I wish you understand what I'm saying. This is what I want to pray for someone today. That God is going to heal you with results. My God, I'm telling you by the power of God, God is going to heal you with results. Those that thought you are going to die there will see you rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will see you get blessed again. They will see you get back to a good relationship. They will see doors open for you again. In the name of Jesus Christ, rejoice not over me, my enemies. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. Somebody shout fruitfulness. Like a child will say, fruitfulness. I'm getting up to become fruitful in the name of a living God. I will no longer be where men dump me. I will no longer be in the pain anymore. I will no longer be in the rejection anymore. I am getting up in the name of Jesus. I am fulfilling my destiny in the name of Jesus. That pain is broken. I am healed from that wound. I pray for healing now. I pray for result now. I pray for miracle now. If you shout amen, let the hand of God be upon you. Betrayal become your testimony in the name of Jesus. They dump Mephibosheth. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, one day, and this is where I'm closing, David said, is there still anyone in the house of Saul that I may show kindness to? How do God lift you up from this pain? Sometimes the scar of your betrayal remains, but you are fruitful. The first two guys we saw were healed from their lameness. But this last guy was carried away, was carried by kindness. The Bible said, David said, is there anyone in the house of Saul that I will show kindness to? And suddenly, a man showed up. His name was called Ziba. Ziba showed up and said, well, I am Ziba. I said, are you Ziba? I said, yes. Are you a servant in the house of Saul? He said, yes. He said, is there still anybody in the house of Saul I may show kindness to? And Ziba said, yes, well, yes, after all, but it's not somebody you need to see. Do you know what it means for people to speak against you in the place of favor? Ziba said, you can't see him because he's lame. Why did he say he was lame? Because David said when he was coming into Jerusalem, he said because the people that resisted him was the Jebusite, and there were people that were feeble and lamed. And they said, David will not come into this place. And David had to fight them. And David swore. He said, nobody that is crippled or deformed will ever be in my presence. I don't want to see any of them. So David put a law. And the man he wants to show kindness to, the law is against him. But when favor comes, rules are suspended. Oh, I wish you understand. When the favor comes, regulations are suspended. What do you do when grace suspends the rules? She brought here Kadamasa. Because you are here today, I pray, in that office, on that business, concern that document, concern whatever, rules will be suspended to favor you. Your amen, look as if you're not ready for God this morning. Ziba said to David, you don't need him because you said nobody should be. But he says, well, there is a covenant that supersedes and that is higher than my regulation, that is higher than my rule. I don't know who is Ziba trying to talk you down in the place of your opportunity. But there are people God is going to raise that will speak for you in the room where you are not. That is what is going to happen this season by the power of the Almighty God. It says, I don't care if he's lame, go fetch him. The word fetch means bring him in a hurry. Go fetch him. Even though he's lame, go fetch him. I could remember, oh, there's something good happening right now. I believe strongly that Mephibosheth slept that day still thinking, God, when will I be free? How can I be a priest but ending up as a pauper? How can I have so much but yet nothing to show for it? How can I be a son, a grandson of a prince, but yet I have nothing? How can my father have so much property, but a servant is sitting on what belongs to the seed? That is an error for servant riding on horses and kings are trekking. Lord, how long will my effort produce for me? When will my sweat become my result? God said, I should announce to you, there is somebody thinking about you. God will put their thought in your heart. In Esther chapter 6, verse 1, the king could not sleep. And he says, call me Mordecai. Whoever God have assigned to favor you, I pray in the name of Jesus, they will not sleep until they favor you. They will be troubled until they look for you. Between now and Friday this week, receive phone calls you were not expecting. Receive text messages you were not expecting. Receive mails in your boxes that you were not expecting. Receive miracle emails in the name of Jesus. I declare your heavens open. I declare miracles happening. I raise angels to work out miracles for you. In the name of Jesus, let the favor of God find you by the mercy of God. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Something good is happening right. Go fetch him and bring him to me. I don't care his mistakes. I don't care his defect. I don't care his past. Stand to your feet. I don't know where you've been crippled. It's time to get up. I came by the mercy of God to speak to your feet spiritually, to ask you to get up. God is ready for you. God is ready to do something unusual by the power of the Almighty. I came to speak to your spirit. It's revival time. It's restoration time. Amen. It's favor time. Amen. It's your blessing time. Amen. You are moving to the next level. Amen. Even when Mephibosheth wasn't qualified, he said, because of covenant, sit at my table. And he looked at Ziba and said, Ziba, you've been handling their properties for a long time, eating from the proceeds of the properties. No more. In one day, he had 16 staff. Who don't believe God? I sorry for them. God is a lifter. I have seen where God changed lives. Oh my God. I have seen where God changed lives. See, miracles. We had a crusade last month, sir, and there was a man for 29 years crippled on his feet. He was poisoned, and so his feet was rotten. So he cannot walk except he tied rope to his shoe, and he came for that meeting. This was one of the fastest miracles I've seen in less than 2 minutes. The man was running. And who told you there is no God? Another woman said, 4 years blindness. I said, how were you blind? He says, I was sleeping in the night and somebody came with a curtain to cover my eyes in the dream. And I woke up, I couldn't see again for 4 years. Wickedness. In less than 3 minutes, the scale dropped from her eyes and she began to see just months ago. Miracles happening at will. Who told you God can't change lives? Who told you God can't change lives? Ministering to one of my spiritual daughters, and I said to her, God is about to wipe your many years of tears. He said, amen. 2 days later, a friend of her called her and said, where are you? He said, I'm in Lagos and all of that. And he says, you know, I have something for you. Give me your address and all that. So he thought maybe it's one of those ampers and everything. Suddenly, it was a car. Sent to her. So he called and said, what happened? He says, you know what? I am just troubled in my heart and I couldn't sleep for the past few days. And you know, and I just felt I should give you this car. You know, I've been planning to give you, but something just changed my mind. But you know, for the past few hours, I couldn't. I said, because there was a prophetic word. God will make people. Oh my God, remember you this week. I stand here and I speak to the system. I speak to Winnipeg. I speak to the atmosphere. Anyone that have your miracle, they will not sleep until they release it to you. They will not sleep until they release it to you. They will not sleep until they release it to you. They will not sleep until they release it to you. I believe in having money you don't work for. It's not all the money you have you should work for. Somebody should give you some $20,000. Do I have believers in this house at all? There are people. You, my God, I believe the Bible so much that I religiously, jealously, and aggressively follow everything I see in the Bible because God is God. In 1 Kings 17, he told Elijah? He says, go, a ravens will feed you morning and night. If you know anything about ravens don't even feed their children. Very stingy and wicked bird. I've never seen a bird that wicked that you give birth to a child to the world to destroy. You are just selfish. And God said that is the kind of bird that will feed you. And he said they will bring you bread and meat morning and evening. 2 times a day, chopping life without excuses. Number 2 things I've discovered. I have never seen where a raven cook. So where will he get the meat from? I've never seen a raven bake bread. Where will he get it from? And I was sitting there, I said, Holy Spirit, but birds don't cook. And he doesn't say he's going to bring uncooked food because God does not do half miracle. He brings complete miracle. So where will he get it from? And the Holy Spirit began to minister to me. He said, you know what? Some woman somewhere was cooking, thinking that he was cooking for his family. Hey. And the Holy Spirit said to me, do you know some people are saving money, thinking they are saving money for themselves? They don't know they are saving the money to give it to you. My God. Oh my God. Is somebody believing here? Somebody's building a house right now. They're thinking he's building the house for their family. But they are going to call you and say, I thought I was building this house for my son. But the Holy Ghost said I should give you the house. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. If ravens can bring, every day Elijah was chopping life in the place of scarcity. I told you the world will not be better. It is your life. Everybody was crying, there was no food. The man that caused the problem was chopping life because a raven. People can be stingy to others, but to you, favor of God will make them move. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. The first ATM I saw in the Bible was Jesus. Go to the fish. Any fish you catch, open his mouth. That is an ATM. If fish still have money in their mouth, that miracle still happened to them. Amen. I want to trust you that this is your season for more than you can carry. Amen. Whoever is holding what God have destined you to have, they will not sleep until they release it. Amen. Lift your hand. Let's pray in the spirit for a few seconds. Come on. Receive this word right now. Come on, pray in the spirit. Receive this word. Receive this word. Pray in the spirit. Receive this word. Receive it now. Pray in the spirit right now. Receive this word. Come on. Likapra devedosha. Likapra devetoshkepra. Wherever you are watching me from, this word of God has come to you. It's time to rise. It's time to get up. Don't let anything keep you down anymore. The Holy Ghost is here to take you up to your next level. It's time to rise. It's time to rise. Maska pratoske paradabosha. It's time to rise. Le pradeveloske paya. It's time to rise. It is your season. Maratoske prandevedabosha. Eka paratoske prandevedosha. In the name of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name. I want you to be an encouragement to someone. I want you to hold somebody's hands. Hold yourself in twos. Let there be a little prayer meeting here. Hold yourself in twos. Hold on to somebody. I want you to pray. Amen. Look at that person and say, it's time to get up. Oh, say it like a loving person. Say, it's time to get up. Are you ready to get up? You are going to pray for that person. You are going to ask the Lord. How many of you know these three people that were crippled were used by another person? Paul was used in chapter 14 of Acts. Peter and John were used. And David was used. Look at this person and say, God will use me today to get you up to your next level. I will pray for you. Are you ready to pray? Look at the person very well. Does it look like a prayer warrior? If the person doesn't look like a prayer warrior, just let the person come, you know. Ask the person, can you pray? If you can't pray, I will talk to you later. Let me go look for somebody else. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for that. Every spiritual lameness, every form of stagnation, I stand as a child of God and I speak to your spiritual feet. Get up in the name of Jesus. Move to your next level. Now pray for that person right now as a child of God. Pray for that person right now. Shika pata badosha. Pray for that person right now. Pray for that person right now. Leprate vedoshkipra. Come on, lift your voice, pray. Rise up in the name of Jesus. 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 Marashoka Prada Velapara. I speak healing to your feet, both physical and spiritual feet. I speak right now. It's time to move. It's time to recover whole. It's time for you to become what God has called you to become. Let there be a miracle. Come on, encourage that person. Wherever you've been dumped, wherever you've been dropped, I pray for a miracle. Whatever has held you bound, whatever has crippled you, let there be a miracle. In the name of the living God, you have 15 more seconds. Pray for that person. We declare grace. We declare miracle. We declare God's influence. In the name of Jesus. Le paratsi fra patoske paria rekase kare pale devetosha meso prateka supa. Wherever you are watching from, come on, look for someone or hold your hands. Let there be a miracle. Come on, pray. This is a house of prayers. Come on, pray. Likora pele vetosha maradoske pradega zapara jikare pale verebosha ikora pete vira paratosha. My God, I feel there is a miracle. Lipare devedosha. Oh my God, you have two more minutes. declare, declare. You shall decree it in, and it shall be established. Maratosapaya. I command today, let everyone crippled, oh my God, in any way, financial crippled, walk, marital crippled, walk, spiritual crippled, ministry crippled, whatever way you've been crippled, it's time to get up in the name of Jesus. It's time to get up by the power of God. It's time to get up. I challenge every demonic spirit that have held you bound. I challenge every force of darkness that has held you bound. Now arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It's time to rise. It's time to get up. Is somebody still praying here? God is doing miracles. God is performing miracles. I release you in the name of the living God. Don't be tired. We are almost done. Come on, pray for this. Le paratose kate babatosha, ikobeze kerepalisha, epandeka supra devetosha, ikabaratoske te galapatosha, ekapapadoze, ikoromedeska, le degazikra balusha, ekapateka zupredesha, ikobara, eyada mama sededesha, ekare baba. Ekrabaleke supradeho, ikoboko zeke de barosha, ebababatosha, ikamazi prahusha, ikapadahusha, ekasaparatosha. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Anywhere and any area in your life you felt you were crippled, it's time to get up. Amen. God is showing you mercy. It's time to get up. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord is saying, there are many of you, your secret tears will become a public testimony. Amen. When you start telling people your story, they will wonder, are you sure you came out of this situation and you are still standing? That is the mercy of God. It's time to get up. Now tell the person that prayed for you, thank you. All right. Amen. Now you will pray for yourself. Put your right hand on your feet, anywhere in your feet. You are going to be your own prophet now. Amen. How many of you feel that you need to get up in some areas of financially, family-wise, whatever area you feel you've been crippled, you've been stagnant for a long time? Your miracle time is now. Amen. I want you to be your own prophet. Lay your hands on your feet, any area of your feet. You are going to speak miracles now. Say in the name of Jesus, I speak healing to my feet now. It's time to get up. It's time to move to the next level. In the name of Jesus. Now you have 60 seconds. Pray for yourself. Pray for your feet now. Pray for your feet now. In the name of Jesus. Whether it's physical healing, psychological, spiritual healing, whatever healing you are believing God for, let there be a miracle. In kopata kosopratayata. In karabatusekere, lebaratusketere, zuprande velibaba, e karapata kuskopa, in koropalata fetosha, barosikati babarusha, maratuze kite kalabaratosha, liduko paratiska pradesha, beletusko bate kaparoskera. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Rise to your feet now. Closing. Amen. Hello, sir. Come. Can I was seeing an angel, but I was like, yes. No, you looking back. Do you have anything to do with food? Huh? Food. Okay. I'm seeing an angel with a basket of fruit or something, and I ask God, what is this? And I hear God said in my spirit, it's time for you to walk into fruitfulness. I don't know what you've been waiting for, but the answer has come. Amen. Do you believe that? Are you sure? You believe in God. Because I'm seeing grace. I don't know why the angel of the Lord was standing by your side. And I see a pastor like, oh, is he selling fruit? You understand what I'm saying? And I said, God, what is this? And the Lord said to me, not only you is reaching into your family, that it says the delay is broken. Amen. Whatever is holding the family back is canceled. I don't know what you are waiting for. The mercy of God has released it. Amen. And I hear him says, say to his family, congratulations. Amen. It is a season by the hand of the Almighty God. You know when God showed mercy and turned mistakes to miracle? That is what God is doing here. Capra de Velabosha. Lord, I don't know why the angels were standing by his side. I just saw an angel with a fruit basket of fruit. And I don't know what has been as if they were barren, they were lack or something. But it's time for God to redo it again. This is the prayers as I pray for him. What I said to one, I said to her. This is the prayer you are going to pray. The Lord, healing my feet, give me speed. Give me what?
Speed.
Why do you need speed? Because you've lost time. Amen. You lost time. And God said to me, I came here as a prophetic towing van to tow some of you to where you're supposed to be prophetically. By the power of the Almighty God, a release of God's mercy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Breaking every chain, breaking every limitation. Thank you, Father. This is the will of God. I ask the Lord, show you mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let his power show you mercy. Now say, I recover all. Like a child of God, I recover her. Not some, I recover her. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace for speed to recover wasted years, lost years, lost opportunities, lost time. I recover speed on my feet to recover. I am healed in my feet. In the name of Jesus, financial recovery, career recovery, marital recovery, education in every area, I recover. Ministry, I recover. In the name of Jesus, in my relationship, I recover. In my business, I recover. In my investment, I recover. I recover all. In the name of the living God, Shabranda Hiskaprada Vadusha, Ikapatoko Zeperiada. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, whatever has crippled your feet and make your feet paralyzed, receive healing in the name of Jesus. You will know that the hand of God is in this meeting. Some of you, before you go to bed today, you will begin to receive miracles. Amen. Miracle calls, people remembering you, text messages, people sending you miracle messages, because this is the will of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Are you ready to recover her? Look at me. Are you married?
No.
Huh?
No.
Are you sure?
Not yet, but soon.
Is there someone you'll marry?
No.
Hey.
Not yet, but soon.
Let me say some things outside the microphone. It's not your concern.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
How many of you know some things should be kept private? All right, kneel down. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you because your mercy prevailed for him. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every negativity. Stretch your hands towards him. Father, let this man come into fulfillment. Show him mercy. It will no longer be hard anymore. Lord, you have answered the prayer of someone concerning his life. Let him begin to experience progress. In the name of Jesus, let him begin to experience progress by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I speak miracle. Thank you, Father. Congratulations. Jesus. Can I pray for you? This one you are standing. Is it? Do you have like an Agnes in your family?
Agnes, yes.
Who is Agnes?
My sister.
Your sister?
My oldest sister.
Can we pray for Agnes?
Yeah.
She brand his shabbat. Agnes, Father, Agnes, have you spoken to her recently?
Last week.
Huh?
Last week, I did.
I need to pray for a miracle now.
Yeah.
Right? You've seen a kind of relationship issues and all of that. You know, and she, you know the story I'm talking about, being dumped. You understand, being abandoned,
yeah,
is our experience, yeah, and God wants to heal her. Yeah. As you study her, you said, pray for Agnes.
Amen.
Jesus. Masubranda yada badash. Borende fir prashikala. What is 1957?
My birth.
Your year. Because you were supposed to born in 1958, but it came later, late in 1957. Are you understanding? You came late, 1957, almost the end of the year. Huh?
Yeah.
Right?
December?
Yes, almost the end of the year. Almost the end of the month.
19th?
Huh? And the Lord is anointing you with a fresh oil. Before I pray for Agnes, I'm seeing a fresh oil on him. I don't know what you do, but I'm seeing like a priesthood collar on you. And the Lord said to me, I'm putting a fresh level of the oil. And three things he said, you will never be alone. Again. I'm breaking you free from every confinement into a spiritual level, and the hand of God coming upon you for miraculous. I see in your spirit like as if you were blowing a trumpet. Oh, Galibra de Velabo Sende. Are we namesake? We're namesake. See, look at grace. I'm going to pray for you. You are going to speak into. As I pray for you, you will pray. God is going to touch Agnes, but there's a grace on you. I see in the spirit like as if you were holding a trumpet. And I see what comes out from the trumpet is like a prophecy. And God says to me, I'm granting you grace for prophetic insight and spiritual eyesight, with dimensions of knowledge.
Amen.
That God, oh my God. Your name sounds like it, morning.
Morning.
Oh?
That's my last name.
Is your name?
My last name.
Where's Edward?
That's my nephew, my sister's son.
Your sister's son, Edward. Shibaladaya. Leprondeka. Can we pray in the spirit? Something is happening here. Shibra Davado Shikara Brandavid Hosha. Inko Bradegas. God is working my mighty things. Libra devele bread veto hoske pradeve liborusha. Massa cobra bishka peria vera busiteria. Jicaraba deske peria nasateria. E carapaliska peria and vetuska paria. Letuska paradusha. I'm speaking healing. Who is she? Thank you, Father. The Lord is doing something, sir. I'm seeing God raising his family like a pedestal. I'm seeing them being lifted in the spirit. So much healing God wants to bring to the entire family, especially with your sisters. Marcele?
Agnes.
No, Agnes. Marcele. Who is Marcele? Marcele. God help me.
Yeah.
Yes. Who is she?
My other sister.
Your other sister. Hey, healing is coming. Now, it is not just a physical healing, but it's an emotional healing of the many troubles they've suffered because of trust. Are you what I'm saying? They've trusted people and something just don't go right. And they've been just, you know what the hell. Right? And yes, I know they love God, but it's not as serious again as what it used to be. But God says, I'm bringing a restoration.
Amen.
I'm bringing a healing. And there's the prayers you've been praying, your prayers you've been asking the Lord. Yeah, I know you pray that sometimes simple God touch and all of that. But God is doing something that is supernatural. This is the time. As I speak to one, I speak to all.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I release right now restoration. The healing power, restoration, 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 restoration. In the name of Jesus, I speak God's supernatural influence. Lada baratoska branda yada. Inko zupra de villa paria. Inko rovesikata batsakedia. Oh, thank you, Father. Does she have like a stuff in her body?
She had polio. She's got a thumb.
Yes. And she's not physically functioning properly. Huh? Because I'm seeing an angel right now. I just saw an angel doing a massage. I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with her body? You understand? And that is going to happen this same hour as I'm speaking right now. The power of God will be touching her. Oh, my sheep, touching her right now in the name of Jesus. Paratuske pradavedosha. Oh, my God. What is the medical name they call it?
Polio.
She
had a torch.
God is healing now. So both emotional, both spiritual, both physical. As I speak to this family, I speak to everyone right now. Let the miracle power of God begin to manifest. Come on, can we also pray? Let's connect by the Spirit. Connect in praying tongues. The purest of faith is to pray in the Holy Ghost. The purest of faith is to pray in the Holy Ghost. The purest of faith is to pray in the Holy Ghost. The purest of faith is to pray in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Librate vila paratosha. Imbaradoske brandegasuparia. I speak miracle. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak God's grace. In the name of Jesus. Sir, can you have an anointing? I want to use a point of contact to come. And please open your hands. You know, Bishop is going to pray for you. Amen. Open your hands. I want them to be a point. How many of you want God to touch family members?
God is doing a miracle of. Is there anyone you have a child? Maybe Wilfred or Winifred or something? Is it you I've been looking for yesterday?
Yes.
Is it Judith I was talking to? She was the one online.
Yes.
You have a son,
yes,
called Wilfred.
Yes.
He's not in.
In Cancun right now. Mexico.
But that is not where he lives.
No. He lives in Toronto.
Yes. That is not. Okay. But I see a greatness on this child. There's so much, such a greatness on. Wow. Are there three of them? Or just him? Oh, so the dad is a Wilfred. Okay, I'm saying to Wilfred. Like, are there two? Oh, so there's a senior Wilfred.
Yes.
Who is King?
Yeah, he's Wilfred Sam King.
Oh, so his name is King too?
Sam King.
Sam King. What do you have to do with this month? A blessing is coming. Hey. You know when God says your years of hard labor will be rewarded?
Amen.
Your name is power. Your name is E. Your name is. Right, we want to pray for Wilfred. There's a miracle that is coming. There's a greatness on his life. And where is his father? Because I'm trying to declare something. You know, is it Freetown? Huh? It's Freetown. Why?
Somebody will record it.
Somebody's recording.
So who is in Freetown? Your husband is in Freetown. There are many things I can say.
Yeah.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. We call you Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. One more time we call you Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking. Thank you, Father. Have you ever forgiven anybody before? Huh? Is it okay to forgive? Huh? That's the best I can say. Huh? Because your next level, you need healing. Your spirit, your heart need healing. But God says, can you let go? There's a new season for you. And this season is happening this month. It's your birth month. Right? Masha Branda Manama. A new you is about to emerge with a recognition. The Lord says to me, I've remembered your offerings and sacrifices. I will bring you to a new place, a new season. Lepra da bada boro do bosho. Hey. What is NGOR?
N-G-O-R. N-G-O-R. Yes, who is, what is that? Huh? Like an elder. All right. Do you lose somebody? Like, is that what you call your mom? But you, she's dead now. Huh? Because I heard her dying with a prayer. You understand? And the prayer is like a peace towards you. And like a supernatural deliverance. But the words was like, you know, because I know there was a ailment or something. You know, she suffered for a while and all of that. And, you know, but the death was of God. Don't worry about it. But she was done with a prayer. And God said to me, the prayer is about to be answered this month.
Amen.
Kalibranda husha delabada dosha. Your name is Yahweh. We call you Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. We call you Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. I saw an angel standing by your side right now. And I looked and behold, it's as if the angel was holding an handkerchief. And this handkerchief was holding waters. And I said, God, what is this? He said, this is tears. He says, but these tears are turning to answers to prayers. I don't know what you've been crying for, but the Lord is answering your prayers now.
Amen.
By the time this oil rests upon your head, God said, thus hear the Lord, the battle ceases.
Amen.
The battles that surround your life is over.
Amen.
The battles that surround your family is over. The battle is over. The battle is over.
Amen.
By this oil upon you, in the name of the living God, we declare victory. Victory by the will of God. Victory by the hand of God. Right now, the battles around you is over. What you have lost, God is bringing it back. I see God said, since 2012, I declare, power! Le paradama seto borosha, eke palete paradosha, madeti borodosha. Come on, pray in the spirit. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. Le paradama seto. Hey, Jikopopopos, 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 Jikoropodos, Jekeparetos, Ikeparetebos, Masekopara, Jipelete de Parados. Come and pray in the spirit. Jepredege de Borodos, Mare de Bosha, Ekapara de Bosch, Ekaraparos. This oil touch your head, it touch your family, touch everyone, your sister Maria touched her. The other one, Agnes, all of them, because no more is cancelled. This oil will do also elevation as it touch your body by the power of God. As you anoint them right now, it's a new season. Oof, 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 oof. It's a new season. Oh my God, help them. Hey, it's a new season. Can you help? Oh my God, it's a new season. Hey, shiba ba 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 ba. Hey, shabra da ba ba dosha. Come on, pray in the spirit. Oh my God. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the baratosha galabra da ba dosha. We call him Yah. Your name is Yah. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. We call him Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. I don't know. I just keep hearing a name. I don't know what is the name or is the place. Mazina or something. I don't. Huh? Is it? Does it? Is it in this country?
Yes.
Wow.
She
brada bada kusha. Stretch your hands to him. Where is the father? No, with the mother. Where is the mother? Where is the mother? The Lord is saying something very, very profound. I don't know what is happening. You know, maybe you have to ask the mother, what is happening with the father? You know what I'm saying? But the lady, we need to pray for her for safe delivery.
For safety?
Safety. Shabrada Baba, stretch your hands. Congratulations, it's done. The Lord has perfected it. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something about forgiveness later. Yeah? Congratulations. Oh my God. Come back. I want to show you something. I want to say something. Were you present where your mom was being buried? You were in prison. She was buried. You were not there. So you don't know what just happened in the burial. You don't know the spiritual.
We saw everything naturally.
Oh, wow.
I was not in person. I didn't travel.
Let's pray for her. Please come and hold her. See, what a mother went through will not be what she will go through.
Amen.
Enough is enough. By the power of God. Let the gift of this family for them being together be multiplied with peace in your life. Please pray for her. Pray for her. There's so much she's carrying. So brada mama mama. She brada mada mada basheda brada. She brada bada bada basheda. Oh, I prayed for you last night. Does anyone in the family does like craft?
Yes, my mom, my sister.
Like craft or something?
Yeah, my mom is she has a wedding. She still does, but she's still
I see God wants to do something new. What is Agnieszka?
That's my second name.
Agnieszka? Agnieszka?
Yes.
Your second name?
Yes.
Hey, do people know you with that name?
Some.
So it's a very difficult name to be known.
It's like Agnes in English.
Agnieszka.
Agnieszka.
Come, let me pray for Agnes.
So most of the things he's talking about, I have no clue about. And I'm the pastor. I don't know.
Agnieszka, that's my second name.
Wow.
I'm telling your pastor's not your name. I don't know what was had to do with craft and had to do with like scrap or something. Some
what?
Some craft or something. So I was just like, I'm just here and I'm like, your time has come. Mm.
The picture you mentioned yesterday, I actually have a, I started a picture of eagle, drawing eagle.
but it's in my folder. I forgot about it. And then this morning, actually, I remember, that's the picture we're talking about, not the wooden sculpture.
So it's not. It's even in a drawer. The Holy Ghost went to bring it. Wow. And he now reminded you again and said, okay, let me prove to you that he's speaking to you and call you a name that, no.
I don't even know that name.
There's no way anyone could have.
No, nobody knows that name.
Agnieszka.
The husband.
Sebastian. But I don't think he's going to call you that name because it's very difficult to use as a daily language. Wow. This is God. The time has come. In the name of Jesus Christ. As I pray for them, who believe God for this anointing? Let me release it now. You want God to? Father Lord, I love to transfer grace. You trust in God. Some women are raising their hands so that they will use it for their husband. You trust God for this grace. Let me pray for them. I want you to come to the altar. Bishop will pray for you and there will be a release.
Amen.
A hearing ears and a seeing eyes. And understanding heart.
Amen.
Because there is nothing anyone need now more than discernment. You need discernment because this new movement that God is bringing, you need a discernment of spirit.
Yes.
That you will not walk in mistakes. You will not make wrong decisions. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nothing goes wrong in your hand. Please anoint them. I pray. So you draw? Do you draw? Huh? Is it for sale or you just ask?
I drew it tomorrow.
You do it for... Yeah. So it's just for...
Yeah.
Obey. Oh my God. Now, Father, Lord, release. Take it. It's your own. Take it. Take it. That is it. Yes, that is it. Just let her be. Father, Lord, oh God, there's an anointing. There's a fresh grace. Please, can you anoint his hand too? Please, pray the worship. Is your horn, take it. That is it. Power of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Lift your hand, we'll pick it up later in the evening. Open your mouth, Father. Give me the same grace in the name of Jesus. Give me the same grace. I receive this virtue. An understanding heart, a hearing ears, a seeing eyes. In the name of Jesus, I receive the virtue. In the name of Jesus, say, my Father, give me the gift of discernment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice. Father, Lord, I pray for grace right now. I pray for grace. Let the same anointing rest upon them. Marasupradabada, let the same anointing rest upon them. Marasupradaveleporia, the same anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. The same anointing right now rest upon them. The same anointing rest upon them in the name of Jesus. The same anointing. Oh, Shabradabada.
Amen.
So, can you just, every one of you, Bishop will touch your hands and just put it on your head. Amen?
Amen.
No, I know we touch your hands yesterday, but this one, your hands yesterday was to go pray for your house. Tonight one is very prophetic, but this one, as they put on, you pray for yours. You put your hand on your head. This is the prayer, I move. Somebody say, I move. Now, I move on time.
I move on time.
And I catch up. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Are you ready to receive it? Amen. Or you quickly come as the oil touch your hand. Quickly.
Quickly.
If you've received
it, come quickly.
Just quickly. Lord. Lord,
Lord, we give you glory. Begin to pray. I move. New levels. Lipakus kopradama. New levels. Ikarapaso prende batusheba. New levels. Move new dimensions. Mazupra de Velihara. New levels, new dimension. In the name of the living God. Likorabateskaba. Ekarapatoske brante kazupra. Move new level, new dimension, new season. Marasipra daboria. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, begin to pray. As you move new levels, new dimension. Put your hands on your head. Keep praying. Don't stop until I say in Jesus' name. New levels, new dimension in the name of Jesus. New levels, new dimension in the name of Jesus Christ. New levels. Mashapra dababu. Your name is Lord. Shapra dabadaboro dobosha. New levels, new dimension. New level. Put your hands on your head and keep praying. Angels are standing by your side. They are listening to you. Don't be quiet. They are listening to you. Ishopra dababadosha. Lekroba lebo. Zoprada badaboro doshiba. Lekraba lebaro doshiba. Zeprada baba 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 shitaba. New levels, new dimensions. I move. Put your hands and keep speaking. Keep speaking. Angels are standing by your side. They are listening to you. Likaraba lika supradagasu. Likaraba lika sepradabosha. I come into a new level. I move into a new level. In the name of Jesus. Madabadosh. Eya paradabosha. Oh, zipradabosha. My God, I move to a new level. I move to a new dimension. No more shame, no more limits, no more disappointment. Maradobosh, Marasokro. I move to a new level. I move to a new dimension. In the name of Jesus, new level, new dimension. Come on, pray. New level, new dimension. 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 Open your mouth and pray. You have 30 seconds. I move to a new level with this oil on me in the name of Jesus. I move to a new level. I move to a new dimension. I move to a new level in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, lift your voice. Liparoscope Hishka. Himaradosha. Unto the last person pick it. I move to a new level. I move to a new dimension. I move to a new season. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, lift your voice. Declare, I move to a new level. I move to a new dimension. I move to a new season. In the name of Jesus Christ. My new season. My new season. I step into a new season. Spiritually, physically, financially. Oh, socially. Academically, career-wise, I move to a new season in the name of Jesus Christ. I move to a new season by the will of God. I move to a new season by the mercy of God. I move right now. Come on. Push it for 20 more seconds. My God, this is a house of prayers. Come on, pray. I move, I move, I move, I move. I move. Libratoske pradaya, jupreteska prahosh, baziko paratosh. It's a new season. It's a new level. It's a new dimension. Come on.
We'll talk to them later. Now that was explosive. Aren't you glad that you're in the house of the Lord? Glory be to God. Your life, your family, your ministry, your calling, the purpose of God and destiny for your life will never remain the same. This church It's not the same. God, in His grace, is doing extraordinary things for every life. Amen. In just a moment, we are going to close. But I would like you guys to sing Speedify, because what God is giving to us is movement, but movement at supernatural speed. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you ready for that? Movement at supernatural speed. Tonight we are coming back with three things. Do you know what those three things are? What is it? Seed, oil, and soil. Amen? Now for your seed, may I please have a whole bunch of envelopes. What we're going to do, you're going to have your envelope now, for those of you that are here and will be here tonight. We're going to place an envelope in your hand. You're going to write out, put your name on the envelope and the amount that you are believing God to bring back. Just raise your hand if you need an envelope. I'll give the envelope to you. Now, what you're going to do with that envelope, the man of God is going to stand here. You're going to come. You're going to place that envelope in his hand. He's going to take that envelope. He's going to be praying over it. And tonight, when you come, you are going to retrieve your envelope that has been prayed over. You're going to take it back. You're going to put your amount that you wrote in the envelope, whether it is 103 or 203 or 303, 403, 503, 603, 703, 803, 903, 1,003. And if you really like it, 10,003. I know somebody will dare go that level. Amen? Praise the Lord. So you're going to bring that envelope and you're going to place it in his hand. Oh, you have something to say about it? Did I say something wrong? Okay, I said it right. Okay. All right. I'm going to put mine in your hand now. It's already filled.
All right.
But I'll put it in your hand and I'll collect it back.
I will take it to pray. I will kneel on the envelope to pray, to trust the Lord that this will be the most wonderful season.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whatever you put on it, your name, your pledge, your seed of faith, please make it sacrificial. Amen. I'm going to kneel on it before, bring it later today. Amen. I will give it back to you as a mantle, no longer an envelope. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
No, this is nothing in there first.
But I already filled it, so it's okay. You bring it back, and I'll take it from you.
All right. You don't have to put your seed in it, but you can put your pledge in it, right? But I don't know, if they have the seed, should they put it in?
Yeah, they can put it now.
Oh, okay. All right, quickly. Bring it to me in no particular order. If your seed is in it, amen. All right, so when I give it back to you, make sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. 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 God bless you.
those of you, turn me on. Turn me on.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
But if you can still wait on the Lord till after the meeting tonight, it will be nice, right? But if you can wait on the Lord, you can eat your lunch. But if you can still wait, I know some of you have eaten in the morning, right? Some of you have eaten this morning, but if you have eaten this morning, you can start the fast now till after the service tonight. Is that okay?
Good.
All right, but if you can't do it, you need to fast. Just come believe in God. Amen. I'm going to kneel down on this and I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. And release the grace of God. Trust in God tonight for greater miracles. In Jesus' name. Have you been blessed? Can we give God the glory? Let's give him thanks.
Praise the Lord. So you had the instruction. Do put, for those that are online that need to have the information for their giving, just put the information on the screen for them. So tonight, we'll be back with those three items. Come expecting. You never know what God is going to do and how God is going to do what he's going to do. But come expecting that God will speak to you. After so many years of ministry, sometimes God is going to do things in you and he may not speak a prophetic word to you. And the reason he doesn't is because he doesn't want you to unbelieve it. So sometimes you're going to come and everybody's hearing a word and you got nothing. Don't go discouraged. Just know that God has something amazing set up for you, and he doesn't want to tell you about it because he doesn't want you to mess it up. Hello? Do you understand? Okay. So come believing, come expecting, come knowing that God is not a God of partiality. What he's done for one, he will do for the other. Amen? Nobody's going to leave empty-handed. The God who says, don't come to me empty-handed, will not let you go empty-handed. Do you believe that? Do you receive it? Are you excited about that? Amen. God will give you what belongs to you. And I'm going to pray right now, ahead of time, that what God has given to you, that thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy will never be able to touch it. Amen? You will be like that hot pan that is so hot, a fly cannot perch on it. If it tries to perch on it, it is fried up. Praise God. Are you ready for that? Rise with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for what you have done already. I thank you, Lord, O God, that the fire of your presence is resting upon every son and every daughter. Not only on those that are here present, but on all of those that are connected to them in you. Ask, O God, that they be so fired up, hot, in your presence, that, Lord, O God, that no demonic force can perch on them. The thief cannot come, steal, kill, or destroy that which belongs to them. They take possession of their possessions, and they take ownership of it. For we testify that this is so, even now, in your presence and by your authority. Thank you, Father, that it is well with our souls. Say it with me. Thank you, Father. It is well with me, with my spirit, my soul, my body, my family, my calling, my purpose, my finances, and all that concerns me. It is well with me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you've not honored God with your giving, make sure you do so. And we look forward to seeing you at what time? What time?
6 o'clock.
What time?
6 o'clock.
Forget about the poster. The poster says 6:30. We're not doing poster. We're doing real time. 6 p.m. Come early. Come at 5:45. Sit down, filled with expectation. Pray. Position yourself so that when the service starts, you are already in the groove. Amen? Are you ready? All right. Have a great afternoon. And remember, you're on a fast till after the service tonight. God bless.